Jesus Christ, today was almost a disaster. Of all the days for this to happen, for such a monumental fuck-up. God damn it. Don't cringe when I swear. You've known me long enough. I swear when I'm upset. Just, ugh. This elevator's taking forever. I know. I'm the one who asked for the highest room. I need to get out of these shoes and into a bath. I swear to God, a guy could show up in sneakers, and they'd listen to him. But if I go in under 4 inches of heels, it doesn't matter what I say because it's unprofessional. Not that it would have mattered after today. Fuck me, we came this close to being laughed out of the room. Oh my God. I can't believe you... Alright, yes, I know mistakes happen. It's human, but today of all the days... This was... I mean, I have had a career that most execs would sacrifice their trophy wife and kids for. I mean, hell. I've had a career where most of them would sacrifice that wife and kids just for a meeting with me. But, oh, finally. Alright, my room is this way. Yours is... next to mine. Okay, perfect. Of course, that doesn't say much. Anyway, I've had a career, right? And the merger on the line today was bigger than anything I've ever seen. Everything hung in the balance. It's make or break. We've done a presentation like this a million times, and of course, this one is the one you... Hold on. Alright, this is me. Come inside with me. No, I'm not done with you just yet. No. I don't want to hear it. I realize T'Ur is human, or however. You want to make excuses, but we need to talk about this. All right. Have a seat. So. Let's talk about this. It's the most important day of my career. Everything I've worked towards for a decade. Everything we've worked towards for years. I get up on stage. The screen is just blank. No presentation. Nothing. But before I get a chance to react, it starts up. I figure it's a small delay. We get going, and it all goes about as smooth as it can. Except, that is not what happened, is it? I talked to the tech afterward. There was no delay. It didn't start up because the flash drive I gave him was empty. Empty? I've been preparing for this for weeks, and then I fuck up saving the presentation to give it to the guy running tech? I would have looked like a complete and utter idiot if you hadn't stepped in with a backup. I saved the presentation this morning. So that means that right before we left for the conference center, you got the newest copy and saved it, just in case. And as I'm getting the handshakes and the congratulations and the paternalistic shoulder pats, all I can think of is... you saved my ass. I mean, you save it every day in a million different little ways, and I never thank you for it. See, there it is. Move over. Let me sit next to you. Even now, you won't accept my thanks. Like, sure, it's your job, but... you do so much more than anybody could reasonably expect. You're always there, never judging, always helping. And here I am, not even giving you the time of day. Really? You think so? That... That helps a little. I know I get caught up in what I'm doing. I've been told it can come off as kind of cold. Well, this is exactly what I mean. You get me. And look, not to beat a dead horse, but it is hard being a woman at an executive level. Everything I do is just seen through a microscope, and 1 ounce of humanity, emotion, or doubt, and they pile on me. Meanwhile, mistresses, scandals, and flagrant abuse of company funds all get swept under the rug for everyone else at the boardroom table. Ugh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to unload. I swear to God, if it wasn't for the adrenaline, I would have cried when they told me what happened. You always have my back. Like today, of all days, you came through like no one else. What? Oh, I'm sure this isn't the first time I've held your hands like this. Doesn't matter anyway. Thank you. I mean it. Once we get back, I'm gonna look at some kind of promotion or bonus. I'm still working out the details, but I need you to know I realize what you did and do for me. No, I insist. What? No, look, I just really want you... Fine. Like, I know about the job offer. You heard me. The job offer you got last week. It doesn't matter how I know. Okay, no, you know I'm not spying on you. Please, just trust me. I wasn't looking for it. It just came to my attention. But that's not the point. The point is, why didn't you take it? I mean, that kind of offer doesn't happen more than once in a lifetime. I mean, we would have been up against each other in a matter of months. Finally, I would have had a rival I could go toe-to-toe with. Oh, please, like, you're not grinning. Seriously, though, why not take it? I mean, most guys would kill for a chance not to be working under a woman any longer, and not to mention having their own division like that. You can't be serious. How can you say that with a straight face? You're happy where you are. What could possibly... What could possibly keep you here against that much money? Against that kind of position with those kinds of prospects? That is the sweetest thing anyone's ever said to me. What? No, you're getting closer. Either way, do you mean that? That I'm the reason that you stick around? Jesus, you're making it so hard not to just... Fuck. I'm sorry. I can't do this, can I? You'd have told me if you were seeing anyone, right? We talk. But, I mean, I'm your boss. Don't want you to think I'll fire you if you don't want this or... Okay. So clearly you don't mind. Take that jacket off. And tie. Yeah, come here. God. I've been wanting to do this for so long. Those arms around me. Your lips. Oh, it's like you know exactly where to put them to give me shivers. Your lips are sending heat. All down my nerves. Hold on. Lay down here. Right there. On the couch. All the way back. Scooch down a bit so your head is on the pillow. Don't forget who's in charge. Lay down and shut up for me. Oh, me? I'm just taking these pants off so I can straddle you. Well, at least so you can be comfortable while I straddle your face. You don't mind, do you? Good boy. Fuck yes. You've no idea how many times I've thought of your gorgeous mouth between my legs. Even through my panties, I can feel your lips. Like they were made just for me. Do you like my panties, by the way? It's the one thing I never let my PA get for me. Picking these out. Choosing lingerie that makes me feel like a damn goddess. Barely there, but also so... very, very there. That's for me. All mine. Move them aside. That's it. Your tongue on my skin. I should have expected it would be like this. So bold. Your hands on my ass. I'll allow it for now. Your fingers digging into them. You must really love it. You humming that little yes is so much better when you're down there. Just like that. Eat me out. Devour me. Like you've wanted to do for so long. Like I've wanted you to do all this damn time. Fuck. Can you feel my hand? Oh, you're so hard already. As if I didn't already love the idea of you moaning. Now I can feel it right on my clit. Fuck, that's it. Moan for me while I jerk you off. So slowly. Already throbbing for me. Such a good boy. Okay. I need to feel this cock. Let me just wrap my fingers around it more fully. Oh, fuck. Let me get a better look at you. God, I should have known you'd have a nice cock. Just the right size for me. Warm. Hard. And all mine. That got you excited. Fuck. Your tongue is fuck. Just as diligent and thorough as you are. This is exactly why I love. Why I keep you around. Fuck my pussy with your tongue. I'm almost there. My, that is an exemplary performance. But look at your cock. Hasn't quite made the quota yet, has it? Okay. Enough corporate dirty talk. Scooch over a bit. I want to lie next to you. Look. That was amazing, and I want more of you. All of you. But not just now. It's not something I wanted to slip out when I was about to come, but I love you. Not like, it's not because you do things for me, but because, yeah, you get it. We're always there, together, working on something. You get me. It just works. I can trust you with everything. And I'd drop everything for you, too. God, working with you is like having a second brain. You're there for me. You support me. You never judge me. And you know that that goes both ways. I love you too. And I want you. I need you inside me. Oh, you're on top now. Okay. Fuck. Give it to me. Push it inside. Yes. Fuck. Just like that. Fuck. Keep going. I'm still soaking wet from just now. Just take me. Push inside. Yes. Fuck. I feel so full. Yes. Fuck. Nice. Slow, long strokes. I'm all yours. You and me. We're gonna fuck. We're gonna take over the world, you hear me? As long as I've got you, I don't care. We'll handle whatever happens. You and me. Faster. Give me more. Fuck. All this time we could have been doing this. So many nights where I imagined you inside me. Riding you. We're having you take every inch of me. Taking you in. All of you. Fuck, you're so mine. Do you hear me? Mine. My good boy. My love. My partner. Ever stop wanting this? Fuck. Wanting you? I can feel you throbbing. You're close. Fuck.
creature come inside me. Give me every drop. Fuck. I'm wrapped around you so tightly. I just want you close to me. Yes. Fuck. Come for me, please. Come for me. Come for me. I'm close to you. Fuck. Cover me! Cover me! Cover me! Cover me!
Well, this is not how I expected today to go. Wouldn't trade it for anything, though. Yes, I meant it. All of it. I want you by my side. Every step of the way. I feel like I'm on top of the world with you. No, not just here at the same company. Just with you as my partner. You know? As long as I have you in my life, we can conquer anything. If you'd like to go back to your suite, that's all right, but I'd love it if you... Yeah. We can grab breakfast together. I don't think anyone from the company is on our same floor, so we should be fine. We'll work all that out later. And I mean, before breakfast, we can work up an appetite in the shower.